The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, June the 7th. We've got Rachel Ellersick with us today from the Food Bank for Central and Northeastern Missouri. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Rachel. You know, we were talking before we went on the air here about the fact that you provide such an important service to people in Central Missouri. And you never know. You really never know when any of us might have to call upon your help in organizations
right.
like the Food Bank. How many people do you service throughout the year?
Throughout the year, we service about 100,000 people each month.
100,000 people a month.
That's right.
Now, are these return people or are these all new folks?
Many of them are return, but in 2011, we had 200 new clients a month. That means people who had never been to one of our pantries before found themselves needing to go to a pantry for assistance last year. So 200 a month.
200
that were new.
Right. People a month. So again, give me the number of how many people you are helping each month.
100,000 across our whole service area each month.
How many counties?
32.
That's mind-boggling.
It is.
It's mind-boggling when you think that over 100,000 people are needing assistance. If the food bank wasn't there, what would happen to these people?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of the people that we help don't qualify for a lot of the safety net programs that are out there.
A lot of the safety net programs are disappearing, too.
Right, yeah. So a lot of the people that get help from us, we're the only source of assistance they have mm-hmm. because they don't quite qualify, or maybe they live in a nicer home and you wouldn't expect them to be needing, but they've lost their job and their savings has gone down. And it costs too much to move now, so even though...
Right, so you're stuck.
Right.
You're basically stuck. You can't sell, if you can't sell the house and you're in a house that is draining money mm-hmm. away, you can't walk away from it.
Right.
But you got to eat.
Yeah. And
you
got to
eat.
People will say the same thing about, well, how can this person have a nice car and still need to go to the pantry? Because they need that car to apply for jobs, to get around, to do their daily activities. Mm-hmm. But they still need help getting enough food on the table for their kids.
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about that, it's really a sad scenario, and it's somewhat frightening when you realize it could happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
What are you asking our listeners to do here?
Well, summertime is our hungriest time of year. A lot of people think of us during the holidays when it's cold, and that's when we're on their hearts and minds, which we're so grateful for. But over the summer, students lose their access to free and reduced price meals at school. So they're not getting school lunches, they're not getting school breakfast, and so that stretched family budget, that stretched food budget gets stretched even thinner over the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So we need help. We need help with food and financial donations. Like you mentioned, you bring in produce.
Well, I've
great.
Been very fortunate, yeah, from the garden that I've been able to bring a lot of produce in just from my garden. And it's a good feeling.
Uh-huh.
So people who are growing a garden, if you got a lot of extra produce there, like zucchini and tomatoes, you know, there's always a joke, mm-hmm. but you got so many zucchini that you're trying to hide them in other people's car.
Take
them to the food bank. Take them to the food bank. But the other thing you keep in mind is, you can actually buy more food with a dollar
mm-hmm.
than we can go to the store and buy food and bring it to you, right?
Yes, yes.
So instead of us going grocery shopping and bringing a bag of food down to the food bank,
mm-hmm.
give that same amount of money in cash to the food bank and you can get more food.
Right. With just $1, we can provide 15 pounds of food.
$1. Now, how do you... That seems like a stretch.
I know, everyone says, can we go grocery shopping with you?
Yes.
They want to know how we do this.
How do you provide 15 pounds of food with $1?
Well, because a lot of times all we're paying for as the food bank is transportation. Or we're able to get large quantities of food at very, very low cost. That's kind of the whole idea of the food banking industry, is that we take in truckloads of food that manufacturers want to get off their hands, that all we have to do is pay for transportation. Mm-hmm. So that's how we're able to do it. And the good news is that in June, there are a lot of fundraisers and ways that people can help. So they can turn their dollar into some entertainment value for them and 15 pounds of food.
Okay.
So
So $1 will buy 15 pounds of food if you donate it to the food bank.
Right.
Now, you were telling me also that there was something, some kind of a contest going on that the food bank could win a new car.
Yes. This is very, very important to us. Like I said, we serve 32 counties.
So you need to get around the state.
Right. That's 18,000 square miles that we cover. That's about a quarter of the state geographically.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got employees that go around and speak on about hunger and teach our pantries how to practice the best practices, and they're all over doing fundraisers and food drives, and everything we do here we need to do across our whole 32 counties, and we need a way to get there.
Okay.
So
how could you win a new car?
We are a finalist in Toyota's 100 Cars for Good program,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving away one car for 100 days.
Okay, so how can people help you win the car?
On June 24th. This is very important. Get your calendar out right
June
now
24th.
And mark down on June 24th. You can just go to our Facebook page and we'll link
the
you.
The Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook
page is Facebook.com/TheFoodBankMo.
Okay.
But it's 100carsforgood.com. There's several ways to get there. Just join our Facebook page and we'll get you there.
Okay. All right. So, and they have to do that on what day?
June 24th.
So can they join before June 24th?
You can join us, but we're only eligible to vote on this one day.
Oh, so they got to be on June 24th and vote for you.
That's right.
And then maybe you'll get a new car and you can drive all over the state.
Exactly.
Telling about the food bank.
We'll be competing against four other organizations.
Okay, but keep in mind, if you want to help out the food bank, you can bring your produce from your vegetable garden in. That's absolutely wonderful. But for every dollar you give them, they can also get 15 pounds of food to help people in this area.
That's right.
All right. Rachel, thank you so much. For more information, what's the telephone number they can call?
474-1020.
Okay. That's if you'd like to help out or if you need help yourself.
That's right.
You never know. Rachel Elisik, thank you so much for coming by. Food Bank, Central Missouri and Northeast Missouri. Tomorrow, Kathy Barton and Dave Parra will be with us. A little bit of music. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And as we always tell you, if you'd like to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org and sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.